Good morning, and thank you for being with us for worship this Sunday morning. Now, unquestionably, this has been a very strange year. Everything that we do has had kind of a unusual twist on it. Figuring out how we're going to do Christmas for Christmas Eve was an unusual experience. Figuring out how we gather families together or don't gather families together, challenging experience. Whether or not we travel or don't travel, challenging experience. And even the very small details of life have been challenging this year. I don't know about you, but I ordered a lot of things this year online. And the reason for this is very simple. I had no desire to go out into the malls or the stores and be in crowds of people. I think a lot of people shared in my particular desire not to be a part of that crowd. And when I see a lot of people, this produced some problems. I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's hard this year to get things shipped from point A to point B. Because a lot of the things that we're trying to send from point A to point B that normally only take a couple of days are suddenly taking many days, if not weeks. It's been a difficult year to try to ship things, and the reason for this is all of us have been trying to avoid shopping in person. Last year, the Amazon company that does all of that online marketing looked at the market and said, we estimate that this coming year we may see as much as a 50% increase in the number of people buying and sending presents via our service. COVID happened, 2020 happened, Christmas happened, and their sales were actually up 540%. It overwhelmed our post offices. It overwhelmed our delivery systems. We were simply overwhelmed, but you know, they still tried to get things to people, and I got a lot of things delivered to my house. I'm sure you did too. I delivered a lot of things to a lot of people's houses. You just had to be very cautious about how you did it and how you got around all of the craziness that was shipping and delivering this year. You know, every so often there's an item that they just have to figure out how to get it to you, and it's not coming, and it's not coming, and it's not coming, and then Christmas comes. The item is late, and you have to wait for it. And that is frustrating, because nobody likes to wait. And we live very much in a society that has adapted itself to never waiting for anything. Yes, this year was a shipping conundrum where things did not move at the speed they normally move at. Instead of something coming in 2 or 3 days, it came in 2 or 3 weeks. Do you remember, it wasn't that long ago, that if you ordered something, there was always the standard caveat at the end, allow 6 to 8 weeks for shipping and handling. Can you imagine 20th century looking into 21st century and saying, wow, you guys had to wait 6 to 8 days for your thing? And that was late? On time for us was 6 to 8 weeks. Because, of course, as a society, we expect things to come quicker and quicker and quicker. We want to get our stuff immediately. Maybe that's not such a good thing. In our gospel story today, we have two individuals. Simon, sometimes pronounced Simeon, depends on who you talk to, and Anna. Now, these are two individuals who, if there was an Olympics for waiting, would definitely be gold medalists. They have spent their entire lives waiting for the Christ child to come. And they have reached a very old age, each of them, and they are waiting patiently every day in the temple, waiting because they've been promised the arrival of a Messiah. And they wait, and they wait, and they wait. And finally, their waiting is paid off. And the baby Jesus arrives with his mother and his father at that 8-day cleansing period. And they are overjoyed and they speak words of encouragement to Mary and Joseph. But they also speak some truths. This one is destined for the rising and falling of many. And it will be like a sword that pierces your soul, Mary. Those are hard words. Those definitely were not the words Mary wanted delivered to us. And of course, that's the other element to the world that we live in, is you can have anything you want anytime you want. And if it's not exactly what you want, you can send it back and get the new thing that you really do want. Here are these individuals who've waited their lives, their long lives, all long life to this point for the infant Jesus. And he comes, and they are overjoyed because they know that it is for the salvation of the world. They're also realistic because they know that a lot of people aren't going to be happy with this particular delivery. You see, Jesus has come on God's time, but he's also come on God's mission. Jesus is here to bring the gospel, not of the presence that we want, but the gospel of the presence that we need. Jesus is bringing us truth and wholeness and completeness. And in the midst of this, that sounds good, but none of us like to be told the whole or complete truth, because the whole or complete truth always challenges us, always demands of us to rethink our standards, to rethink our behaviors, to rethink our sinfulness. So when Jesus Christ comes, the prophets warn, this child will grow up and he will be great, but his greatness will challenge people in ways that they are not ready for. His greatness challenges you and me still. His perfection throws into sharp relief our brokenness. He calls us to behave as he behaved, live as he lived, love as he loved, serve as he served, be righteous as he was righteous. That may not necessarily be the news we want to hear. We like to talk about the fact that God is love. And, you know, the Gospel of John says as much. But the rest of the Bible also teaches us that God is just. A just God can be a loving God, and a loving God can be a just God, because justice and righteousness, well, they're the right things. When God requires them of us, it is not an angry or hateful thing to do, but a loving thing to do. So the Jesus who comes, who is the gift that was waited for so long, is also the gift that we need. More than anything else, we need Christ's words. We need his leadership. We need his guidance. We need his truth to overcome our brokenness. But in the midst of this, we may not necessarily want to hear the challenge. The challenge that says, look at your life. Are you like me? Look at your behaviors. Do you behave like me? And I have to be clear that we as human beings, we have two paths that we take when we're facing with this. Well, three, let's say. The first path is to simply ignore his call to be like he is. It's too hard. It's too much. We shrug our shoulders and say, I'm forgiven. It'll be okay. I can't be like Christ because I am too broken. I will not try. Then there are those who see Christ's righteousness, but they are more impressed with their own righteousness, and they say, surely Christ must be like me. I believe in this. I behave like this. I think like this. And because I think I'm right and righteous, Christ must agree with me, even though the scriptures don't bear them out. And so instead of them hearing the call that Jesus wants you to be like him in order that you will be righteous, they hear the call that they must be like Jesus because in their own minds, they think they're righteous. And then there are those that hear the call, and they hear it as Simon and Anna did, as having two sides, calling us to follow Christ and follow him in righteousness and wholeness, but also hearing the promise that the Messiah brings of forgiveness, and knowing that when we do our best to follow the Christ, to live as he lived, love as he loved, and be righteous as he was righteous, in those places where we fail and fall. That same infant that was born went on to live and to die on a cross for us in order that we might know that we are forgiven. And in this, we are made whole and renewed every single day. He lifts us up off the ground. He says, that was a good try. I forgive you for your falling. Let's try again. And so as we sort of creep up on the new year, bid adieu to 2020, look forward to 2021, remember the Christ who is calling you to live anew, to follow him who expects that you will fall, as we all do, but that he will be there to lift you up with forgiveness and renewal in order that you might attempt to walk anew in his path.